This is Adam Hoge, and Sports Central is back. The iconic sports brand of WGN Radio that spans four decades returns Tuesday, January 30th, from Radio Row at the Super Bowl. It's the old show with a new feel, what we're calling a live podcast, available for you to listen to and interact with live on WGNRadio.com or consume on demand each day at your convenience. Growing up in Chicago, I was raised with WGN Radio, and 10 years ago, I got my start in the business as an intern on Sports Central. I am now thrilled for the opportunity to host the program, bringing you a daily in-depth look at Chicago's top sports stories.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved! The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup!
With help from WGN Radio's trusted sports team.
I look at the Cup's timeline like it's at minimum a decade.
Why not 108 years?
Why not 108 years of a solid timeline right now? Why does it, it's like this 3-4 year window. Well, hold on a second. They're
Every
all going to be like 27, 28. I do not want to hear that they can't afford guys.
Featuring the Chicago sports interviews you want to hear.
I think, Adam, you know, you look at any rookie quarterbacks coming in the league over the years, and there's going to be ups and downs and ebbs and flows, and you kind of anticipate that. You know, it's the process of any young player's growth, especially at that position.
This won't be your typical sports talk show. The one-hour program will stream Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time on WGNRadio.com and the WGN Radio app. But it will be recorded and produced like a podcast to give you the flexibility to listen how you want. Sports Central will return with the same trusted reporting you expect and the honest reactions of the most loyal Chicago sports fan.
The Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, wow!
Look for Sports Central on WGNRadio.com, the WGN Radio app, iTunes, TuneIn, or wherever you download your programs. And it all starts from the center of the sports world at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, January 30th, from Radio Row at the Super Bowl. And now, for a sneak peek of what you might hear on Sports Central, here is some of my conversation with one of the best linebackers in Bears history, Brian Urlacher. Obviously got to start with the Hall of Fame. Congratulations on being named a finalist. It has to be an interesting situation. I bet if you had a bunch of people from Chicago voting on this, like me, if I could vote, you'd feel pretty good about this situation coming up.
Yeah.
But it is a little unpredictable, isn't it?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for saying congratulations. Yeah, you just never know with the situation. You know, I've learned over the last couple of years, just don't have any expectations. I think that's the best thing, the way to go about it, just whatever happens, happens. Hopefully it works out this year. If not, you know, just see what happens. But I have no expectations. I won't be disappointed. If I don't get in, I'll be excited if I get in. Just see what happens, I guess.
You know, there's a couple of guys, I think, from your defenses here in Chicago that have Hall of Fame cases. The one interesting one, I think Lance Briggs is kind of the obvious one, but Charles Tillman, mm-hmm. to me, Charles Tillman has a case. And I know, look, he's not the first person to ever invent punching the ball out and forcing a fumble, but mm-hmm. the way he brought that technique to the game and incorporating it into still being a very reliable tackler, give me the case for Charles Tillman to get in the Hall of Fame.
Charles doesn't get his due as a coverage guy. Charles was a great cover corner. We put him on Randy Moss one-on-one. We put him on Calvin Johnson, I'm sorry, one-on-one. We played Detroit. And we leave him on all game, you know. We didn't have to worry about it. And not to mention all the picks he has, all the cost fumbles, all the takeaways, all the touchdowns. I can go on. You know, this dude, he tackled. He did everything you want out of a corner. So his case is strong, in my opinion. Lance is obviously up there with anybody, in my opinion. But Charles, you know, I don't know how much light he'll give. He should get a bunch of looks just because there's no one who has the amount of fumbles he has caused at the corner position. He has his picks are up there with a lot of guys as well. I think you look at his total takeaways, and it's got to add up to more than anybody else, and I would think, or be pretty close.
And you're absolutely right about his coverage. I've told him this before. Watching him go one-on-one with Megatron and all those battles that you guys had against Detroit, it's mm-hmm. so fun to watch just from a one-on-one standpoint.
Yeah, we knew that. I mean, Megatron wasn't going to beat us. We knew that because we gave Charles help over the top because Megatron's a great player. But, you know, the battle of the line of scrimmage between those two was phenomenal. I mean, Charles got his hands on every play. Calvin was always trying to push Charles off. So there were some great battles just out of the line of scrimmage with those guys. But They probably ended up even over all those games, but that's pretty good, even if you consider the type of player that Calvin was.
Yeah, no kidding, because he's, you know, there's another Hall of Famer right there in that conversation.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
Hey, so I don't know how much you tend to look back, but you just look at recent Bears history, really, in the last 30 years or so. I mean, what you guys did defensively under Lovie Smith is really the peak of what the Bears have accomplished in getting to the Super Bowl since they won it back in 85, which everyone loves to talk about. But the point here being, I mean, how much do you look back at those times and wonder how long you would have played had Lovie Smith not been fired?
That's a good question. I asked myself that same question. I don't know, honestly. Probably I could have played another. Well, my knee was pretty bad there. The last year I played, my knee was bad. I never did get it fully rehabbed because I didn't get healthy until right before training camp. And then I felt like after the season, it was finally healthy. I could run and stuff. You know, I could do things to get it in shape again. But didn't get the opportunity. You know, I retired before that. I didn't work out with the Bears. But I probably could have played two or three more years if Lovie would have been there. Because Lovie took care of us in practice. You know, I knew his scheme, so it wasn't like I was going to get mentally it was easy, just because I knew what I was doing every play. Physically, you know, as long as I could do it physically, I think there was no issues. But it's too bad what happened. You know, we've seen what happened to the Bears since they got rid of Lovie. Not only Lovie, but Jerry Angelo. Since they got rid of Jerry, it's kind of been downhill.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to Sports Central right now on iTunes, TuneIn, or wherever you download your programs. And you'll be ready when Sports Central officially returns at 1 p.m. Central on Tuesday, January 30th, from Radio Row in Minneapolis.